Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, doo. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, doo. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
Man, we're getting to what all that means. But welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 6. Verse 23 already. I'm looking at the 216-804, 216-209. Before I get to the phone callers, let me at least say that you're listening to M period, A period, N period, which is an abbreviation, acronym, Music Activism News in the Streets. For those who wish to, you can go to blogtalkradio.com, Emacs Radio, Hood Tunes Radio as well. For those already online, you can feel free to call up 646-478-0944. I just need to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, smartphone for info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, you can press one or call back. Whew. I'm going to do my best to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, the Pride Parade. Well, they used to call it the Gay Pride Parade. But anyway, the Pride Parade, number 10. Number 9, debut, Annie B and Earl's Return Birthday Party for Darnell Jr., Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Beverly Goldstein, and family was there. Renaissance, jazz band, free food, band in the street. Well, you get the idea. It was real nice. As well as number 8, the return to Black Odyssey on the charts. Videos, the Blessed Living DVD project. Number 7, moving up, Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr., YouTube, Facebook, the videos and all of that. Number 6, moving up, what we started off with, Sheriff Kilroy on the lyrics, E-Max with Tribal War Cry, plus the video that's definitely on Facebook, YouTube, and all of that. Number 5, moving up, I Am a Superwoman Radio. They had a nice little Facebook with the guest Man in the Street. Number 4, Speak Up Poetry Open Mic. That was last Friday at Cleveland State University. Number 3, moving up as well, OPN, the Bar for Bar Rap Battle League with Raider Shark, Candy, Big Squeeze on the ones and twos. That was last Friday at the OPN Center. Number 2, the debut of the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. Number 180 coming up. More on that later. Number 1, the debut, Ujoma, Unity Festival. Much more on that later on. Big shout out, Hessler Street Festival was real nice. Things happened on Larchmere. It was a beautiful thing indeed. A lot of things to do. So if you didn't find anything to do, hey, it wasn't our fault. And then you had the Cavalier watch parties, but it's always good to have a home to come back to get some winning in order. Before I go to the phone lines, I want to take the time to do at least 2 things real quick to get them out of the way. A couple, maybe I'll times it by 4, but, you know, for people who don't realize it, Panama's Manuel Noriega, the Panama former dictator who was ousted by the U.S. in 1989, Manuel Noriega, he was the brash former dictator of Panama, sometime ally of the United States, whose ties to drug trafficking led to his ouster in 1989 by the U.S. military. He passed. He was 83. One thing that we did not get into, like we could have, is that Gregory Lenore Greg Allman, December 8th, 1947, to May 27th, 2017, American singer, songwriter, keyboardist, musician, best known for performing with the Allman Brothers Band, started with his brothers, Dwayne Allman, with the Allman Joys in the mid-60s. 1967, renamed as Hourglass, with 2 albums, and then in 1969, became the Allman Brothers Band, Southern Rock Pioneer. 1971 and 1972, lost 2 members in motorcycle accidents. Married Cher for the rest of the 1970s decade. Obviously, it didn't work after the 1970s decade. But in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Georgia Hall of Fame. Numerous awards, including the Grammys. Rolling Stone gave him the 70th ranking on the top 100 singers. Now, before I do anything else, since we're moving along, UTFO, a.k.a. the Untouchable Force Organization, member EMD, the educated rapper, Jeffrey Campbell, age 54, passed of cancer. Brooklyn-based group from 1984 to 1992, Roxanne, Roxanne, they were responsible for probably the most answered back phenomenon of all time, spawning careers of Roxanne Shanté and the real Roxanne. First breakdance group to appear on daytime television. Phil Donahue show, to be exact. Also, Roger Moore, October 27th, 1927 was when he was born. May 23rd, 2017, English actor took over the role of James Bond from Sean Connery, longest serving to date in that role, starting out in 1973's Live and Let Die, which was in 1973, and then 6 more films after that, including Octopussy, Moonraker, wrote a book called My Word Is My... He also starred in 14 episodes of Maverick as Bo Maverick. So, with that being said, I'm going to at least, and before I do go to the phone line, let people know if you choose, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime. That's Black on Black Crime, Inc., I-N-C. Or you could go to blackonblackcleveland.com, the website. You can also check out the I Am a Superwoman Radio on Facebook, or Alfred Porter Jr. period on Facebook, except I have a profile picture of a sheriff's hat on mine. So I'm going to go straight to 216-804. That's 216 804. I hope I have not bored you so
I'm
far.
I'm awake.
Got you.
Hello,
so what's
Mr.
going
Porter.
On? How you
How
doing?
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good, yes, good. I'm just calling and waiting, just listening to see who's going to talk and learn something. So I can listen this evening.
Thank you so much. I can say I appreciate that. Thank
and I'll
you
see you at
much.
The workshop.
Yes, you will. Thank you very much for that. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, I didn't know what I was going to get into. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I tell you what, I will take the time to do, because it is a hip-hop workshop coming up. And I guess I should start off by saying that, you know, I was very excited, because our last hip-hop workshop that happened was episode number 179. And it featured certain people that came through. I mean, we had too many people to read. I'm looking at about 60-something names here of people that I could throw out there. And the thing about it is, as I look, I'm not about to do all of that, because usually I tell people that's what I do. It happened in April. We had a lot of other activities through the month of May, which was beautiful. And a lot of our artists, we were able to get involved in those events. But going back to the April workshop when we read everybody's names off, I'm just going to say that you don't know who might show up. Like, we had Big Moochie coming through and speaking. We had I'm a Superwoman Radio, who Facebook Lived everything. I should say Big Moochie from 71 North, who gave excellent advice. We had Larry H. Gardner from Headlines of Headaches, Voice of Radio.com, Facebook and Live. He Facebooked the whole event live. We also had Ghost the Don, who was there. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven. Sister Alonda, a.k.a. Miss Ice, she made the big screen video debut of a major project that came out. And I was very thankful for that, because she shared it. It was definitely talking about the land, the artists, the entertainers, and all of that. And it was ended up screened also and shown in Tower City and a couple of other places. So big shout out for what she managed to do. You know, I have to go back and say that it was a beautiful, beautiful thing all in all. Chuck Berry tribute. You know, it was a nice, nice workshop, as well as for Sister Sledge, who had lost one of their members. So it's good to have a DJ like Dollar Rock. So I will let you know that this coming Saturday, 1:45 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. Enter from Chester or Euclid at either side or any street. You could enter from the Chester Avenue or Euclid Avenue, large room number 136. Like I said, it's East 22nd Street, 1899 Main Classroom Building. Now, DVD, CD giveaway, courtesy of Fred G., Inner City Republican Movements. Special guests will be Cleveland Curve Appeal, Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, Eastside, with special artist awards and surprises for the audience underneath the name of Team New Life and Extreme Promotions. DJ Dollar Rock's live tributes to educated rapper of UTFO, Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers, and the J. Giles Band. Hip-Hop Workshop News with Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, plus the Hip-Hop Workshop Power Cipher featuring Eastside. Oh, wow, I'm looking forward to that. And Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga says they will have certain politicians coming into the House, and HJS Music will have T-shirts. Wait, we've got more surprises as well, courtesy of a few CD giveaways through him coming in the House like that. I also want to take the time before I go to the next phone caller to just say I'm very, very thankful to those people with us, and to at least, you know, say, hey, this, what's going on? Hold on. Before I go to the next phone caller, I want to just take the time to say, Rico Dancy, you're currently running for Ward 10 City Council. and you got the nerve to call my private phone line when you should be calling the radio show between the hours of 9 to 10. Man, you know I had to put you on blast for that. You don't do that. Anyway, I'm getting ready to go to this 216-209 phone. Uh-oh, it might be a Rico Dancy supporter getting ready to tell me off for talking about that candidate. What's going on, 216-209? How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Allen. It's definitely not that candidate. This is John from Black Odyssey.
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, we got a lot going on. And before I get into it, I'm going to let you know, as soon as the show is over, I'm going to inbox you a video that should probably be out next week. It's a live performance from the map. I'm saying that live on air just to show everybody we are still active. We have not took a break yet, going 2 years strong, video after video. We're still in the booth recording. Black Odyssey is doing the thing. It's just that, you know, when you're doing your thing and getting prepared for the next project, sometimes people don't know what it really takes. They don't know about the stress, time, and heat, the overwork hours, and the talks between all the people to make sure that things are right. So I have to just let that be known. And I want to just drop a jewel for a lot of people who call themselves rappers or entertainers. If it wasn't for a painter, and I'm not talking about the painter that paints your house. I'm talking about the painters who are called artists. If it wasn't for those guys, we couldn't ourselves call ourselves artists. So I suggest anybody who's in the music field, go take a trip to the art museum. Learn a little bit of something about how Alpha Cobra helped the hip-hop movement. Learn a little bit of something about Jacob Lawrence and Basquiat, how they helped mold the hip-hop culture. Without those guys, there would be no us, and we can't call ourselves artists. So I've been hearing a lot and seeing a lot of stuff on Facebook, and I just had to say that over a neutral airwave that where it would honestly be put out there. Stop calling yourself an artist if you don't really mean it. Artists never take a day off. They never complain about it. So stop calling yourself an artist if you got complaints. With that being said,
thank you. Keep going.
With that being said, Black Odyssey is doing a lot of other projects in the Cleveland. And I want to apologize to anybody who I've missed in the last week or two. We are very, very busy. And I just want to put our tag out there and our name out there once again so everybody can see where to go. You can start by going to YouTube, typing in BLAQ space ODESSY. That's Black Odyssey. You can follow that with Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, ThatPiff, Get Right Music, and any other major networking form of site that you can find. That's Black Odyssey. We do videos. We will write you a song if you're willing for it. We will get up there and film your show. Anything that we can do, if we can do to provide a service for it, we will do that, and we will entertain you as well. So shout out to everybody in this city that's doing great work, such as yourself, Al Porter, Black House Sounds, I Am a Superwoman Radio. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to call in, but I tuned in for a hot second. The show is great. So I just want to let her know, if she's listening, the show is great. And when I get a chance, I will tune in and will be a formal guest. And Andre, the most exclusive, I know he's listening to. I know how much hard work he puts in as well, too. So shout out to everybody in this network. And y'all keep up the great work. Black Odyssey.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you all as well.
It's no problem. I'm in for the long run.
All right, thank you, because I have queued up Keep Praying, because there's a reason that I had to put that on cue, because that's what we got to do. As I look at things, I'm only pulling out the 20-foot step ladder for this soapbox because, you know, for those who didn't hear, you know, after the radio program, Cleveland fired the police officer who fatally shot the 12-year-old, Tamir Rice. Now, this is what happened. I'm going to follow this as best as I can and make this quick. Now, Samaria Rice was relieved but disappointed. Why? Because Tamir Rice's mother said she was definitely relieved that rookie police officer, you know, none other than the rookie police officer himself, Cleveland police officer who fatally shot her son in 2014, he was fired. Now, here's the thing. Lohman was fired not for fatally shooting Tamir on November 22, 2014, but for omitting previous employees' records on his application with the CPD, the Cleveland Police Department. She said, hey, look, it does make a difference. I wish they would have fired him for killing Tamir. Now, Garnback's discipline stems from driving Lohman too close to Tamir, who had an airsoft pellet gun. Now, that is something that's very deep on this one. We just have to put it out there because Lohman, you know, he was ousted from the department, but it was because of his failure to disclose the fact that he was asked to resign from the Independence Police Department after a supervisor raised concerns about his ability to be an effective, you know, officer. That's what it stemmed from, basically speaking. Now, I want to go a little bit deeper into this, if I can, for just a moment, and just say that when you look at it, Rice settled a civil lawsuit against the city and the police department for the record $6 million. And even though she was disappointed on how the ouster came about with what amounts is to job application, she was definitely disappointed that Garnback wasn't fired. But something's wrong because they realized, wait a minute, you shouldn't have drove that close. Now, our good old-fashioned union head that represents both police officers, he filed an appeal within disciplinary, after the discipline of the officers. He did that, I believe, within hours. So the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association's own president, Steve Loomis, whose public statements about Tamir's death often drew the ire of civil rights leaders, said in a confident tone that, hey, the discipline will overturn it. This is nothing but a political witch hunt. Now, Loomis said Lohman never intended to lie on the application. He asked he said that I believe his quote was that Lohman ran out of room on the application to explain how he left the department. Now, before I go to the 216302 or the 216702, $6 million settlement. Now, let's focus on Steve Loomis for just a little while, who said Lohman didn't intend to lie. He ran out of room to put down information. So let's say if Black on Black Crime Incorporated had some sort of form for somebody who's becoming a president, and it said, hey, have you ever been a criminal? On their Black on Black Crime Incorporated presidential form. And I don't fill it out because of lack of room, you would probably call me a liar. Probably a big-ass liar or whatever it is you want to call it. But, you know, you wouldn't even get me a lawyer to protect myself. Now, airsoft pistol, things have changed since I was younger. I know what I've played with back then. No, Tamir shouldn't have had it, but even the city realized proper procedure wasn't followed, driving that close. And for those who feel the family should have just sat down, been quiet. Wait. If the freaking Rhodes family, Smith family, McLeod family, and others who had fought maybe a little bit harder, maybe cops would have straightened it out even before 137 shots. You know, don't let police beat your family down before you come asking for help from us, but a lot of people probably will. That's life's story. And the one thing a lot of people don't realize is it's hard to do things during a tragedy. Trust me, I know. I've gone through some hell here and there. Sometimes I should have set my so-and-so down, but it doesn't stop unless the Creator puts you in your casket. How do I know? Because the Rice family helped co-found Black Lives Matter Cleveland. And at the same time they've been going through things and even things that have come about, they helped stand up for families. Since then, on all types of issues, not just police brutality, dealing with families, dealing with the child services and everything else. And at the same time, let's put it out there, LaTanya Goldsby, her soon-to-be son-in-law, her daughter's fiancé, her daughter who's pregnant, about to give birth, the son-in-law was murdered last week, shot in the stomach, thrown out on the streets. And the one thing that she said over the weekend is, no matter how hard things are, she had to be there for her family, her daughter, first and foremost. But when people still called and were unaware of the situation, no matter what, they ended up having to put the vigil off to the side because she said people still needed help. And therefore, before the grace of God. So I just want to say I thank people who can dust themselves off during personal tragedies and still get themselves out there and do things for other people. Everybody can't do that. 216-302, how you doing out there?
Oh, what's up,
216-3. Hey, what's going on?
What's good?
I'm doing excellent. What's going on? What's good with you?
Everything in motion, man. You know, it's definitely official, man. Tomorrow, it's going crazy. I'm going to be up there at the Million Dollar Radio Show with you, chilling, you know what I'm saying? You know, Voice of Radio, Flow Masters, promoting this Saturday for the Hip Hop Workshop. We got a lot of artists coming through, a lot of things going on.
I can say I appreciate that, but for those people who are out there, who am I talking to?
Oh, man, it's Eastside Team, New Life, Royal Stars, NT.
Got you. Got you. Man.
Definitely.
And we
want
to say thank you because you've always done your best to add to the program, but with the surprises that you have coming up, even some of the ones that I posted out, a lot of people are excited and just saying thank you for at least looking out for other people.
Oh, man, you got to, man. Sometimes it's not always good to be giving. You know what I'm saying? You got to give sometimes. You see what I'm saying?
I feel you, man.
That's what most people fall off at. They always want some out of the situation. But yeah, it's definitely gonna be an epic weekend, man. New artists, a lot of artists. I got a couple artists coming through. I like situations, man. I'm definitely trying to see how these performances go, man. Not since we put a twist to it. You know.
Got you.
So we probably have Al Porter as one of them special guest judges. We ain't gonna tell nobody. We just gonna let it happen.
Then that's what we'll do, man. We'll let it happen. And I do look forward to seeing you.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a go, man.
All right, then. Hey, definitely hold the line because I'm definitely not done bringing up your name as it is.
Oh, yeah, man. Shouts out Extreme Promotions, man. You know what I'm saying?
And how can people catch up to you?
Everybody, man. Now you can get me on Instagram or you can just call my phone directly or see me at the Anatomy Yard Saturday.
About what time?
Oh, man, I'm at the Anatomy Yard Saturday from 8 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Got you. I appreciate you for giving people that information because I know a lot of people will now be following what you do, so I thank you.
Almost definitely, man. I can't wait to see that Black House Style performance, man. I'm waiting on them, man. I know it's definitely going to be an epic movement with them, man. Shouts out to them, man. Those some hardworking fellas, man. They've been working the grind for years, man.
They have been. And I just thank you for noticing and for you not stopping what you're doing. So keep rolling, brother.
Oh, man. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. And before I get to that 216-702 or that 216-406, let me go and say part of what this brother was talking about. You know that on voiceofradio.com, Mondays, you have the main event radio show. That's 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And that features Sheriff Kilroy, Brother Larry, Brother Most. And then on Tuesdays, voiceofradio.com, tomorrow, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. That's at 5 p.m. think we have a mayoral candidate from East Cleveland coming in. We'll surprise everybody because there's so many folks running. You're probably wondering, which one, which one? And then, if I'm not mistaken, we'll have somebody coming through by the name of Eastside as we get ready for that changeover from that show to Flowmasters. And before I go to that, 216702, woo, I want to definitely at least get a chance to say just a couple of things, and it will only take me as I look at my time. It's not going to take me long at all. I want to start off by saying, you know, you had Mookie Montonio, Ohio Hip Hop Awards personnel. He did real good videos, nominated, stuff like that. You also had the 82-year-old Guitar Slam and Blues Band. You had Black History Questions, where dozens of children won prizes, including white children as well. You didn't have just one, but two sets of African drummers, people explaining what everything that is going on. You say police don't do anything right? Well, I want to give a shout-out to Lynn Hampton from the Black Shield, president, another black police, as well as Carter G. Woodson Project and more, who helped put it together, which was none other than the UJOMA Unity Festival. And besides the desperate Mayor Jackson or Ward 1's Joe Jones, who's running for office, parade was done right. Seventh year. And this time you had the Black Man's Army and Underground Railroad. They had our colors in front to start it off, in front of the masses, ahead of the police and others. Not as many people in the parade, like participants. What? Now, the crowd was sparse, which angers me since, you know, you had Zach Reed, Jeff Johnson, T.J. Dow, I believe Phyllis Cleveland, even Mayor Jackson, but at least he covered himself on this one. But they were at the St. Patrick's Day Parade and will probably be at the Latino Festival. Now, I could talk because I go to all of these festivals. And I was at this parade and festival, sitting at a table, giving away information. Now, some would say it wasn't advertised. Before I go to the phone callers online, I would like to say that 360 Degrees Info, Voice of Radio, Arts Show, Superwoman Radio Network, Horizon Cover, several other covers here and there, Facebook page, yeah. Now, some other things was promoted late only because they didn't know if the square would be open, which would have affected if they would have been able to use Buenaventure Park. Mighty funny, though. White people came down to get married, but I just thought it was at the Cleveland sign, but a lot of them took the time to come over, to dance to the blues band and African drums. They heard about it, and they wanted to know some of which about the schedule, when are these drummers and other people coming about it. So for those who say, I ain't heard about it, or I ain't know what they was going to do, the ones who actually did hear or looked on some of these covers or saw it, some are sometimes hypocrites because other festivals' main attractions, green damn beer, beet pies. Yeah, we go to that. Well, anyway, I will go to the next phone caller. I hope it's not somebody wanting green beer and is upset with me because I said something about it. 216702, how you doing out there?
What's up, Al? How you?
Hey, I'm doing good because I hear your voice. How's it going for you?
Oh, it's going good. It's the general. Down to Washington.
I know that voice. What's new for you, General?
I've got an event coming up that the Inner City Republican Movement and the Hip Hop Workshop are bringing a Cleveland mayoral debate to 15415 Kipling Avenue, which is the Black on Black headquarters. And we're going to have Raynard Jackson, the chairman of the Black American Better for a Future. And he's also a syndicated columnist. We're going to have him as the moderator. And this time the debate is going to be a little different. It's going to deal with black issues such as the $88 million to Mayor Rice, abandoned houses, rodent problems, 11 black women being killed on Imperial, the Gowan murder, 137 shots, mayoral control, public schools. This is strictly a debate to find out, you know, if these candidates are going to serve the black community instead of just push everyday politics on us and do nothing for our community, considering that the $88 million they want to give for the calves, and we got streets that we almost our streets. We need to start riding bikes. So
sad, but true.
The bottom of the line is going to be from 1 to 5, and it's July 22nd. And I want everybody to come out, and we're going to give the community 45 minutes where they can actually ask some questions of the candidates if we don't cover them all in these here given topics, because we're tired of what we got. And the only way to get something different is to put another person in. So the definition of insanity is to do the same thing and expect something different. So we need to do something different, and hopefully we won't get the same thing.
I'm into that. Can I ask you a personal question that might keep you on the line for 2 to 3 minutes?
Yeah.
You were in a news story that has sent shockwaves through the Republican, Democrat, Independent Party. The news story was Chairman Rob Frost, because a lot of people didn't realize that instead of getting rid of maybe three different people in the Republican Party who would use the N-word, he, you know, may have put out there for them to start their own group, but at the same time, Laverne Gore, who's mm-hmm. a candidate for mayor of Cleveland, she, with the Diversity Coalition, she had spoke recently about Rob Frost not being fair, and the first person who spoke up and spoke out was you when you resigned your position with what was going on. Can you at least elaborate on that, since I have you on the phone line? Because there are people who've been hitting me up, and I've said, read the article or talk to the person yourself or people themselves. And I'd like to know from you if you could elaborate on that.
Well, as the Inner City Republican Movement, we've been doing a lot of outreach in the city of Cleveland. And at the time, the Cuyahoga County Party didn't have any. So we took it up on ourselves. We had a $600,000 business proposal that we sent it to Rob Frost. We sent it to Matt Borges. We sent it to Rince Priebus, which are the three branches of the Republican Party. For our heads, you got your county, which is Rob Frost. You got your state, which was Matt Borges, who now is the state person, is Jane Timken. And at the time, Rince Priebus was the head of the National Party, right?
Right.
So the convention comes, and, you know, first of all, we wanted to get black youth, we wanted to get them some jobs since the convention was here, right? We were denied that. So I had to take another route and get some Republican dollars through some other Republican organizations that I knew would pay young black men to canvass, and they were able to pay their senior dues. So we actually ended up getting 8 students from Ginn Academy. We got them jobs, but it wasn't through any help of the party. They denied us. Then we had some events that were scheduled during the week of the convention and leading up to the convention, which were black events, and they were canceled.
Wow.
So
true.
Then the Inner City Republican Movement, they said, okay, well, we want to be featured at the convention because we have put in a lot of hard work. We made it where the county party can at least say they have some form of outreach through us. We wanted to put up a booth. They denied us of that. So when I ran for mayor and city council, they didn't help us at all with that. So $41 million has been earmarked since President Trump has taken control of the country. $41 million has been earmarked for urban development centers, and black elected, black candidates to be elected to municipal positions, right?
Right.
Their campaign. So I meet with Rob Frost. We're going to do what they called a Lincoln Douglas Fund, which was President Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, which are two of the most well-known Republicans that we know of or had heard
right?
So we're going to do a Frederick Lincoln, Lincoln Douglas Fund, and they asked me to chair it. Well, once we found out that the fund was only going to have $500 a candidate, and they was going to have to bloody each other up, not just get your signature, get on the ballot, get your signatures, get on the ballot, and they give you $500. You had to actually, you know, go through a criteria. And then we find out there's $2 million that is earmarked for Cleveland. So the reason why I resigned was the fact that the Cuyahoga County Party currently, you know, they're not Negro friendly. They don't believe that Negroes can control their own destiny, because historically we've been forgotten. And I actually have a video where Chairman Frost says that in front of a black crowd. So historically the black community has been forgotten, right?
Right.
My thing was, I didn't want to go down as being a black Republican who did not address any of the community's issues, right?
Right.
And who sold my soul for two little shackles of gold. So I'd rather to go down in history as not being a sellout versus staying with the county party and letting them tell me how to be black.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for laying that out on the line. And we will be promoting the upcoming mayoral debate, because we're looking forward to getting some real issues and questions out there and answered. So just thank you for everything that you do.
All right, brother. And thank you for what you do in providing this venue for us to be able to communicate to the thousands of people via internet. Thank you.
All right, then. Wish the family well, and if you stay on the line, you may hear something else that you like.
Okay.
All right. And as a matter of fact, as we go to move on, I see that we have the 216-406, 216-322. I will be as very quick and to the point as I can. I want to just start off and say that the Black Man Army meetings are at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Wednesdays, Kipling Avenue, 15415 Ivanhoe, 44110 between East 152nd, St. Clair Intersection and Euclid Avenue. I also want to take the time to just stop, and if anybody wants to also check it out, which they can do, they can check out the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is at 5 p.m. on a Sunday, WERE 1490 AM. That's newstalkcleveland.com, or the Tomahawk Radio Show. That's Cleveland Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mondays, WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And before I go to the 216-406, give me at least a minute and a half to get up on this 18-foot step ladder, because last Friday night was an honor for me. To kick off, I am a Superwoman Radio Network's June is Superman Month. That man in the street was interviewed, and I won't go into the whole interview. You can go to Tina Hobson's Facebook page, I'm a Superwoman Radio, that information, my page. But the question came up about people not getting involved, and I personally feel like fear is a good reason, but people, sometimes they shouldn't even be afraid of a lot of different things, or at least scared of the word militant. Why? Because you have nothing to fear if you believe in scripture of any type. And Jesus, a.k.a. Yahshua the Messiah, Moses, David, Samson, Noah, they practiced militancy with what they learned. Now, I'm going to give you like four scriptures, but I'm not going to go through all of them like that. I'm going to give you an overview, but at least I won't just say it's in the Bible. Read it. No, I'll give you the scripture first, because I have some folks on here in line who will tear me up if I don't. So the thing is, Matthew 21, verses 12 through 13. So we'll go to Matthew chapter 21, or Mark 11, 15, verse through 18, or Luke 19, 45 through 47 verses, or John 2nd chapter 13 through 16. Now, four books tell the story of how Jesus threw the gamblers out the temple. Why? Well, it was Jewish Passover. It was near. So he goes in the temple, people selling, gambling, oxen, sheep, doves. I don't know how the doves got mixed in. But anyway, oxen, sheep, doves, money changing. So he overturned tables, poured out money, said, "Stop making my father's house a place of business. You've made it a robber's den." But wait, you know, he started teaching daily afterwards. And afterwards, not the ones who were just in there, but afterwards, the scribes, the chief priest, and the leading men among the people were trying to kill him. So I only have like two lessons. Lesson number one, if you're doing the creator's work or the right thing, people might kill you. That's a fact of life. Satan or evil spirits, they don't like it when you do good work. They just don't. Get over yourself. It happens. And number two, Jesus was one normal man. Some texts say he used a whip on top of everything to chase out the fools. But the thing is, if you go into scripture, he didn't ask God for extra strength to pick up everybody and throw them out. He chased the gamblers out. Now, how did he do it? He was walking and talking like a man, like an adult. He had the creator in him. And also, the thing is, by that time, he had hundreds cheering and yelling behind him. Why? Because before he tore his shell, he had started teaching wrongdoers. He had started teaching the people. When he taught the people, they were behind him on that. He didn't have any fear. Just some thoughts before I go and check out what's going on with the 216406 phone number. It might be one of those scribes or somebody, or chief priest or something that's upset with me. 216-40. You're not a Pharisee, are you?
Yes, you are embarrassing. No. Oh, my goodness. Get off of that ladder and don't go back up there no more tonight, okay?
Okay, I'm done.
Oh, my goodness. This is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I Am a Superwoman. And I also want to, in return, thank you for being my first Superman of June's Superman Month on the I Am a Superwoman Radio Network this month, because it is the month of Father's Day. Not saying that you have to be a father, but you just have to be a responsible man, a role model, somebody that I personally look up to have been chosen to be a guest on my show this month, Friday or either Sunday. So far I've had Brother Al of BMA, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime. He gave a perfectly wonderful description of who he is, whose he is, as far as his creator is concerned, what he does for this city, why he does it, and why he will continue to do it. You know, he talked about, even with unspoken words, what a man in this city should be like, you know, how you should represent your families, how you should represent your city. You did a wonderful job. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And then yesterday I had Pastor Jeffrey Moore out of Orlando. And it was so amazing as he was talking and I was talking. You know how we share back and forth. And we have both been nominated for an award at the Agora award show in next month in Jacksonville, Florida. And we were talking about it, and it came out that, okay, both of us are up for this, one of the same awards, and he voted for me, and I voted for him.
Mm.
You know, that let me know that a heart for people. And when you know that you know that you know that just because you might be nominated for something, it doesn't always mean that you're the best candidate. At least in my opinion, it didn't. And in his opinion, it didn't. Because this man has radio, terrestrial radio stations and television programs. He's a multi best-selling author. You know, we have a lot in common. But when I looked at him, I saw where I could get something from him, where I can learn from him. So if I can look up to you and learn from you, that means you're far more advanced than I am, at least in my opinion. So I voted for him.
Right.
And so, but in turn, he voted for me also because he said he admired the things that I had been doing and my diligence and my persistence in continuing to move forward in what I'm doing as far as my radio station and evangelism and bringing the word of God to people all over the world. So whoever wins this award, even if it's not either one of us, we're going to still be happy because we know who we are. And that was amazing. That was amazing.
Listen, nice testimony.
Yeah. So that's what's been going on in my world, in the I Am a Superwoman Radio Network world. And we air every Friday and Sunday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 712-775-7035, PIN number 443799 pound, www.spreaker.com/user/I Am a Superwoman. All are invited to come and listen, interact, participate. You can throw in your two cents if you want to. I encourage you to do that. Just keep it clean.
Thank you so much. Hey, if you hold a line, I promise to do my best to get into some things you might like.
Okay, I'm sure you will.
I'll do my best, and thank you.
Okay, brother Al. Thank you, and tell my mama boy that I said hello.
I'm going to do that, and thanks again for everything that you do. And what
thank
I'm
you.
Going to do is you are more than welcome. Before I go to that 216-889 to give them a couple of minutes, I just want to let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated offers the Band of Man to the invited public this coming Thursday, where it's a regular guided interaction between positive elders, a.k.a. guides, and young black males in a safe, convenient, and comfortable environment, as it encourages personal growth through conversations and other activities, as well as critical evaluation of labor market trends, education and training necessary for work, job search strategies, workplace relations, financial management, healthy living, spiritual growth, conflict resolution and anger management, arts and crafts, and much, much more. As a matter of fact, guides will come from many walks of life and will include professional, highly skilled, and other workers. Pairs of guides are encouraged. Successful lives after early deficits, those type of people are welcome as well because they can let people know what's been going on with them and how did they make a transition. So this Thursday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe, 44110, number 37 Lakeshore, number 1 bus pass by. It's also between East Euclid Avenue and East 152nd St. Clair intersection, so that means that 28 passes by. So, see, I'm giving you all of that type of information. Before I do anything else, I want to just say once again, I thank you all for taking the time to tune in. And what I'm going to make the attempt to do is just get out here. We have to do this anyway. Black Odyssey, get a chance to play it this week. Keep praying.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. No matter what, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas.
niggas on the block hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But it's through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up, wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Trading hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. That the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, if you don't keep praying, keep praying, and keep praying, no matter what, love you, just keep praying, no matter what.
I want to give an infamous shout-out, if I can, or two. I would like to give a shout-out to Sandria Davis, and I'd also like to give a shout-out to Marie Batiste. Did you all have the nerve to call my private phone line when I'm on the radio show live doing my show from 9 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time? That's how y'all do? I have to remember to call after 10 and let y'all know y'all got infamous shout-outs. Before I do anything else, I want to at least take the time to say, this is like just a 14-foot step ladder, to say real quick that, you know, Ashton Beulah, three cops called out to a struggle. One man had a gun. Cop said drop it. He didn't. Cop shot him. End of story. Wait, not so fast. Now, Police Chief Robert Stahl had to answer some questions. Why? Because before cops got there, I guess a resident took an intruder's gun from him, held him down, and had a woman with him to back it up. But cops fired anyway around children in the apartment. So the citizens in Ashton Beulah, North Park, held a rally for injured Brendan Hester. Now the organizer, Mercedes Angerum, said police relations is very important for children's sake. They look at that, so if children don't trust the police, who do we call? My goal, and that's her goal, it wasn't to go against officers of the police department. That wasn't her goal. It was because police are supposed to protect and serve us all, and if you don't feel comfortable with them protecting and serving us, where's the justice in that? Afterwards, police did say drugs were involved. Then again, as long as there's a paid administrative leave, think about it, paid administrative leave, if I was a cop, I'd probably shoot your ass too. No penalty. I'm just saying. And if Ashton Beulah's having this problem, Ashton Beulah, then is it the residents' fault, all of them? Living hard, hanging out, booming systems, police policy procedure, maybe both? Come on, I mean, Ashton Beulah? Give me at least 90 seconds. I'll be right back with you.
Al Gordon. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
this is Blog Talk Radio of knowledge, equal power. My knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And Kill Say got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Uber Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah.
Give me about just 2 minutes before I end this show because I'm very serious with this. I'm just getting on an 18-foot soapbox stepladder. I had to get a stepladder to get on this soapbox. Man in the streets, I need a date next Monday at noon. And I'll tell you how all this started. You know, the Ohio EPA moved in to dismantle the ARCO dump, which has been the target of several complaints. East Cleveland, the state EPA is coming to the rescue of Noble Road residents. They're at least spending $6 million to remove the construction debris from a six-acre illegal dump. And it towers over people's homes about 40 feet. And by the end of July, trucks will begin emptying out the four-story mountain of debris at the ARCO recycling spot. Now, the EPA director, Craig Butler, and Cuyahoga County Board of Health, you know, the commissioner, Terry Allen, said, hey, they're looking forward to it. I think they made that announcement maybe like last Thursday, maybe Friday, but I believe it was Thursday. And the site includes concrete, dirt, lumber, and all kind of other stuff from demolished homes and other areas. Now, dump trucks will start carting away loads, they believe, every 6 minutes, and they feel it will be gone within 100 days. It will take about 10 months. And so it's a blessing because it's like been a nightmare for East Cleveland for the past 3 years. And the residents have sought relief from the state for at least more than a year. I know I've been a part of this, and people who've tuned into this episode or these different shows, they realize it. And the site is awful, terrible, ugly, said the county executive, Armand Budish. All right. So, you know, they did say it's an example of what can be done when you collaborate. Okay, I can agree with that. So the County Board of Health, which declared the property a nuisance in March, will seek proposals for a contractor to do the work. Now, that's a beautiful thing. Now, East Cleveland Mayor Brandon King said he was on council in 2013. He was vice president. All of that changed with the recall. But he was on council in 2013 when ARCO proposed using the former manufacturing site at 1705 Noble Road for construction and recycling. You know, that's kind of what happened there. He was there for that. And he did let people know, hey, it looked like an opportunity for a city like ours that we could use. It was a facility that was closed. I believe the land was part of General Electric's 92-acre Neela Park lighting companies, and it was a complex, and it was foreclosed. So the city gave it to him in 2012 for the grand price of, if I'm not mistaken, by March 2015, ARCO paid about $125,000. And so King said at some point it went south. Gotcha. Debris continued to accumulate, and that's that. It became a problem, like he said, for the people in East Cleveland, Cleveland Heights, and Cleveland as well. So I'm looking at it. Okay, we got that. We got that clear. All right. Now, Arco had been recycling just enough material to be considered a recycling operation. They just did enough, so they were exempt from state regulations. Now, in January, the EPA finally went in, visited the site in the summer of 2016, and then they returned in response, you know. And a couple of months ago, they said, hey, wait a minute. We got to put in something to stop them once and for all. And they did do that. So they put in an order for ARCO Recycling to stop accepting construction and demolition debris and to remove everything. Now, ARCO has stopped, but they have an appeal going on with the Ohio Environmental Review Appeals Commission. Good news about all of this is the attention that it's gotten. We'll make it real quick and plain because Senator Matt Dolan, a Chagrin Falls Republican, has at least introduced a measure for the upcoming budget to be able to transfer the millions. That's good. And so my thing is, we got to look at everything. And as we look at it real quick, you know, if it wasn't for the Creator First allowing 108-year-old Miss LeBond, who passed, Cleveland mayoral candidate Eric J. Brewer, Richard May, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Melanated Media News, Cassandra McDonald, the Goldsteins, if I'm not mistaken, Surge, Immigrant Support Network, Black House Sounds filmed it, and many, many dozens of others who got out there. That was a beautiful thing. Now, how can I wrap this up real quick in about 1 minute for everybody? Give me about a minute and a half to wrap this up and say that the officials, though, insist Noble Road dump poses no health risk. That's right. None. Now, the residents have said, hey, wait a minute. We have had construction debris rotting in the landfill, dust that rises from it, and all kind of possible things that pass from it. Now, the Ohio EPA and the Cuyahoga County Board of Health have said, hey, we've monitored it, but there's no problems. All right, so if there isn't, you wouldn't be spending any money to remove it. But the residents are still leery, and I don't blame them. They're like, wait a minute. Myself and other neighbors have contracted diseases. They've even gone into the hospital and gotten paperwork, which I'm glad they did, which began in 2013 at this so-called recycling plant. But EPA Director Craig Butler, which is very important, and Terry Allen from the Health Department have said, hey, it's not a problem. Really, it's not. They have done things and said the samples don't indicate any health issues at this time. Extensive sampling has occurred. And in January, you know, you did have the private tester, Jim Riff of Auburn Environmental, and he found hydrogen sulfide present at the site. It was 2 to 3 times higher than the U.S. EPA say should be allowed. So I'm going to leave you with this one thought before I leave off of this issue. Reason I'm going to put it out there because next Monday, June 12th, I plan on being there myself, but a lot of women have said, hey, man in the streets, you never take me anywhere. You never offer. So next week, since there's nothing wrong with the dump, we're going to have at Euclid and Noble, 1705, you know, Miss LeBond's backyard, she was a fighter, and she was one of the people who got us out there. Noon, we're going to have a big lunch. You're invited to come out. We're also going to invite out special guests. You always invite out special people. So we're inviting the EPA's Craig Butler to come out. Health Department's Terry Allen is getting a formal invitation. Mayor of East Cleveland, Brandon King, come on down. We will have chicken and other things. Person in charge of the Cuyahoga County Land Bank, which allowed things to happen. Ah, yes, who brought the junk in? Armand Budish. Senator Matt Dolan, Chagrin Falls. Yeah, he kind of ignored us 2.5 years ago when we said there was a problem. And people like Marsha Fudge, come on down. We're inviting in Democrats, Republicans, and Independents alike. And, oh, by the way, I got to put it on Facebook. I need a date. I'm looking to bring a lady with me for some chicken and some mashed potatoes and some other food. Come on down. We're going to have a good old time, probably Facebook Live it and all that kind of stuff. Look, people, look out for each other. Let's support each other in different events. God bless everybody who gets out there and still works, because a lot of us said we ain't going to never do nothing again for some of these ingrates. And darn it if we don't end up doing it. God bless everybody, and a big shout-out to Creator First, my mama, for putting up with me. And, oh, yeah, thanks to my big sis, Donna Walker Brown, who called in. Peace.